Speaking of the possibility of introducing species to Ireland, you may remember some time ago, and we've made a documentary about this, Irish-born vet Sean McCormick, who's based in Ealing in London, not too far from Heathrow Airport, reintroduced beavers to a place called Paradise Fields for the first time in over 400 years. How are they getting on? What impact are they having? This is what we'll be discussing on Moody Goes Wild next Monday, and asking the question, should we introduce beavers to Ireland? Anyway, here's an update from Sean.
So the beavers have settled in here at Paradise Fields really, really well. They've kind of had an effect much quicker than we thought they would. So in terms of their flooding mitigation, they've built 7 dams now. And they're holding back an absolute ton of water. I'm looking at their first dam they made, and they've recently started to make renovations on it, and it's holding back, I would say, a pool of water that is 1.5 metres higher than downstream and probably 5 times the width of the channel downstream. So a really big body of water, and we're seeing improvements in the biodiversity here, from the aquatic invertebrate life right up to birds and even a new species of bat this summer. So they've had a quick and really marked impact.
Are you honestly telling me that the introduction of beavers can affect the bat species in an area? How?
Yeah. Well, there's been a recent study actually published over here by Beaver Trust and one of the universities, where they're monitoring the diversity and abundance of bats in a beaver wetland pre and post beaver reintroduction. And what the beavers are doing basically is their dam systems basically act as giant filtration. So they're clearing the water. There's more light getting into the water because the sediment is percolating out of the water column. They are cleaning the water because the pollutants and things are coming out. We've seen over 50% reduction in phosphates and nitrates in the system. We've seen the appearance of invertebrates like freshwater shrimp that are less tolerant to poor water conditions. So they're increasing the food web from the bottom up. More aquatic invertebrates, more flies and flying insects hatching out of the water means more food for different types of bats and higher numbers of bats. So we had soprano and common pipistrelles here before, the occasional noctule. Never recorded Daw Benton's bat, the water bat here, and it's showed up this summer. So beavers basically provide the building blocks for lots of other species to thrive.
Now, Sean, you're giving me a very positive news story here. You're not going to say anything negative. You, after all, were responsible for reintroducing the beavers to that part of the UK. Is there no negative effects on the ecosystem or on biodiversity as a result of introducing beavers?
I have to be honest, there can be negative effects. It depends on what your priorities are. So, you know, if beavers move into a dry meadow habitat and start to canalise the wetland out into that dry meadow, you know, you may lose certain plant species because it becomes a wet meadow. So they do have an impact. And depending on your framing, that can be positive or negative if you were, you know, a big fan of those dry meadow plant species. So look, of course, beavers can have negative effects. It depends on your framing. So if beavers move into an area of habitat that is dry meadow, for example, and they start to channel and canalize the wetland into that meadow, that will change to a wetland meadow and you will have loss of certain species. So depending on what your priority is, you could say that beavers have changed biodiversity for the better, or they have changed biodiversity for the worse at a certain location. So it's site specific, but overall the benefits beavers provide in terms of capturing carbon, flood mitigation, drought mitigation, increasing biodiversity, improving water quality, far outweigh some of the negative impacts. But we can't ignore the negative impacts, because beavers can be a problem species, again, on a location-by-location basis. If you're a farmer and beavers move onto your land and they block up drainage channels in your fields and things and affect your profit margin by flooding the wrong areas, you know, of your crops, then that's a significant economic impact of beavers. And I think, although, you know, I wax lyrical about how wonderful beavers are, we have to be honest that they can come with some management challenges. And that's what we're trying to show at the Ealing Beaver Project, is how we can live harmoniously alongside them. And most of the fixes are actually quite simple and quite cheap. But we have to, if we're bringing back this species, we have to talk about that. And the governments have to have a framework in place for managing beavers, either compensating people who are affected by beavers negatively, or incentivizing people to have beavers, especially in the upper tributaries of rivers where they're going to have most effect.
And we'll hear more from Dr. Sean McCormick on the subject of beavers next Monday, right here on Mooney Goes Wild. Don't forget, I mentioned it earlier, Mooney Talks next Friday night at 10 p.m. here on RT Radio 1. Experts from Mooney Goes Wild and academics from University College Cork on various natural history subjects. That's all we have time for tonight. My thanks to Richard Collins, Niall Hatch, and our researcher, Michelle Brown. We'll do it all again next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.